Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on the 2nd of January. Apologies, I'm absolutely laden with cold. The old jocks have done a job on me. I've got gradually worse every day. So I'm going to be quick today. FTS Racing, I talked about it. Brilliant. 211 points, 2019 with a bad flat season. And what a start to 2020. 40-odd points yesterday. Couple of nice, great big winners. It really is, if it's, as I say, it's only if it suits your mentality and portfolio. But a fantastic service, and we are flying at the minute. I did say back in October, November, the jumps would be much more consistent than the flat, and we are exceeding expectations, but I don't see it slowing up. I also put up some Cheltenham bets on Twitter. I hope some of you may have seen those. Had a few winners there. So it's all going well. I won my best New Year's Day for 7 years yesterday. Won just over 6K. So a fantastic start to 2020. And let's hope that's a sign of things to come. I had a few emails. One I've got to read. I think Paul Holloway sent me War and Peace, but I will read that, Paul, probably tomorrow after I've done the football. We've got a full ultimate process tomorrow. Certainly, you know, there's people who look to dig us and dig FTS or whatever, but the feedback that I'm getting, I think more and more of you are getting yourselves in order and doing well. So that is what it's all about, and it's fantastic. As I said, I started talking about resolutions and habits yesterday. Something I'm going to continue into, because that to me is key. It really is. You know, you'll always get people tell you that you can't do things, you can't win this, that, and the other. I'm quite an optimistic person, whilst I may sound grumpy. We put men on the moon. We put men on the moon. If you think you can't beat a flipping sports book, there's something wrong with you. Unfortunately, people then are told, oh, you can't win this, you can't win that. So then they stop and change to something else. If you genuinely believe you can't win, then you shouldn't bet at all. That is my sole belief. Just pack it in and take up something else. You know, use the money taking your wife, girlfriend out to the cinema, husbands, wives on holidays, whatever it may be. I get really sick of people saying that this is the only way you can win money and you can't win money doing that and this, that and the other. There's only one market in football I've ever really, truly struggled on, and it's sort of one of my goals this year to look at it more, is both teams to score. I've won money in match odds markets. I've won money goals markets. 2.5 was a market that I struggled in, and I've now got the beating of that. And it will be different to what other people do. And both teams to score is a market you'll very rarely, you know, if you go through these podcasts, whenever I ever said both teams to score, yes or no, it's a market I just avoid because I've never won at it. But it's one I'm going to look at because I do think you should keep involving. I'm a bit of a competitive little fucker, so I want to try and beat it. But if I can't, then I won't. I'll just leave it alone. But I do get sick of that, people saying you can't do this and you can't do that. You know, I've just had a conversation about VAR again, and I'm not going on about it. Everybody focuses on the negative, the goals that are disallowed, without knowing the facts of goals that have stood. People, we live in a world, particularly since the Brexit sort of issue, where everybody just wants to jump on every negative and stand on their soapbox and shout from the highest point without actually understanding exactly what is going on and what is achievable, what's possible, where things come from, what's behind things. There's so much more to everything. And as I say, for me, I'm a great believer in anything can be done. You know, go back, we put men on the moon, and then you've got a guy telling you, oh, no, you can't beat that. I mean, give the guy, give up, honestly. But on that theme of you know, obviously, I think people are keen to get going. And remember, it's a marathon, not a sprint. Somebody texted me and said about habits yesterday, how do you make them a habit? For me, it's about routine. I do the same thing every day, so I pretty much get up at the same time every day. When I was a kid, you had an alarm clock. I mean, I'm not that old, I'm 48. You had an alarm clock and you had a flipping button on it and you hit it and got out of bed. I did a paper round. You know, I've always got up early, ever since I was 13, 14, 15, because I did a paper round. So I was getting up at 5:30, 6 to go and do the paper round, and that's carried through my life. I don't know at what age the snooze button came in. And I do not see the fucking point in a snooze button. What is the point? Oh, I'll have another 6-7 minutes. What's all that about? Just get up out of bed. Just get up out of bed. What is this? I'll have another 5-6 minutes. You got to get up, so just get up. If you set the alarm for 7, get up at 7. Not 7:07 or 7:14. What is the point in dribbling your life away like that? Anyway, where I was going with that was somebody said about record keeping. I tend to do mine the night before. I'm one of those, I don't sleep a lot anyway, but I don't sleep if I've got stuff in my head. And Sam's much the same. Sam does all the trainers and jockeys for the racing sheets. And she always does it the night before because it's on her mind then, or it's not done. But if that's not for you, record keeping, for example, if one of your things that you want to do, let's say you have to be at work, I don't know, you get up at 7:30, set your alarm at 7. Get up at 7, get a cup of tea, do your record keeping then. Get your mind active before you go to work. Once you've done it a week or 2 weeks, it becomes routine, but you've got to do it every day. It's like if you're going to go to the gym, you've got to go every day to start off. If you say I'm going to go twice a week, it just be, oh, can't be bothered. The sooner you get things into a routine of doing them, you know, and that's all my stuff, you know. Suggsy, for example, does the results sheet for my new methods, first half one. I do it every night for him. Every night I put the games on there. Doesn't matter what time they finish. I don't know till the morning what's going to be on there. But if they finish at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, I copy, paste them into his sheet so it's ready for him to do the results. It's just routine. It's just that's another routine I've added over the last couple of months to do every day. So I think that's a key thing is starting out, you've got to do it every day and try and do the same routine, because then once you get into that, routines become habits and that's when it's easier. Anyway, more on that next week. Football-wise, football-wise, I've got one first half goal bet, which is Swansea versus Charlton. So if that's 0-0 on 20-odd minutes, then Swansea-Charlton drip back over 0.5 first half goals. Swansea-Charlton, just a first half goal, that is it. And racing-wise, I've got a few for you. Give me a second. Let me get those up. Usual, same old routine. Let's just get some prices while I'm here. What's racing today's card? 1.15 at Lingfield. Right, 1.15 Lingfield, win bet, small win bet, Irish Acclaim. 12.45 at Lingfield. Fair win bet, Bendy Spirit. 2.40 at Ayr, win and place, eternally yours. And one more I've got. 6.30 at Chelmsford. 6.30 at Chelmsford, win and place, Fighting Temeraire. It is only a six-runner race that it's down as win and place, but if you want to do just small win only, but win and place, you've got first two in the market. I'm going to do the win and place, 6.30 Chelmsford, Fighting Temeraire. Okay, that is it for the second. Have a fantastic Thursday. I expect a lot of you are back at work now as we get back to normality. As I say, football process tomorrow. We've got no Premier League. I think it's FA Cup weekend. Spurs are absolute, complete and utter abject garbage. Gone, and it's nothing to do with Mourinho. It is the team that Poch left, and they are basically shite. And until we can buy some players, which won't happen under Levy, I have settled for the fact that we are going to be mediocre, mid-table garbage for quite a while. Anyway, enough of all that. Have a lovely Thursday, and I will be back with you tomorrow morning.